So I wish you a wonderful good morning. Well, I'm just reading here. This is very, very, very nice. Omkara, pranava, is the symbolic sound representation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Prabhupada then says, Om Tat Sat Iti Nidesho Brahmanas Trividas Maritaha. The three words Om Tat Sat immediately invoke the Supreme Person. Therefore, Krishna says that he is Omkara in all the Vedic mantras. There is no difference between the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vasudeva and Omkara. Yes, I've quoted this in the new meditation, in my new book also, this very nice. I didn't know that there is a reference in Bhagavatam, in the purport. Good. Yes, I want to affectionately greet all of you. Today we will hear, it's not the art of the holy name that came mistakenly on the poster. The title is The Heart of the Holy Name. You will be quite, I think it will be very, very interesting for you to hear this presentation. I have already given this presentation in Ljubljana when I was there, and the ideas of it are coming from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and of course, as a disciple, I will always quote Srila Prabhupada to make my points, and I think it will be very important for your for our spiritual life. I hope at least you will take a lot with you. From yesterday's presentation, I just wanted to say, because this is about my favorite subject matter, chanting and dancing, please take to heart what you heard yesterday. The main thing was that in Kirtan you find three elements, one of them is something like the heart that inspires or pervades all the other two elements. What was this most important idea? Bhava, yeah. Then comes Raga, yeah. And then Tala. Yes, it's easy to remember. Bharata. This is from Sangita Madhava. No? This book, it says, if the three join together, then it becomes spiritual, you know. So that I'm saying this because the reason why I wanted to make give this presentation, because, you know, as good as it is to do something very regularly, as dangerous it can be, because our mind has the function, when you do something very often, it switches out. It switches off. It is good, and it serves us in daily life. For instance, I remember when I went to school, I went one street down as a child. For too many long years, I went down that one street. And if I could walk that street with eyes closed, I wouldn't make a mistake, because it was so mechanic for me. And I didn't think anything during that time. I was anything meaningful. I thought a lot of different things, which are not, I don't want to say what I thought of. But the mind was not with the practice, and it's good. Why do you have to concentrate? Or if you ask someone who daily drives a route from his house to his working place, how was the driving? What happened during the driving? He said, driving? Oh yeah, this morning. No idea. I just thought about strawberry marmalade or anything else, you know. So when you do something repeatedly, you know it. You store it in your subconscious, and you go on something which in common language we call automatic pilot. No, there is no consciousness involved, no active focus. So this is good for material activities, but it is not good for spiritual activities. And therefore, I have seen in my days when I was living in the Hamburg temple, there was one devotee, I will not tell you his name, he was dancing in his sleep. He was sleeping. I don't know up till this moment how it was physiologically possible, but that was the case. So we often sleepwalk our Krishna consciousness, and then we don't make advancement even after many years. In fact, those who do it for many years are sometimes the people who are most asleep. That is what I have seen. And that is normal. That's a normal function. They are normal human beings, but it's not good for spiritual practice. Therefore, today also I will provocate your thought. It will not be easy for the older devotees, this lecture, because I will again use the same that sting. I'm already announcing this for you so that you will not scream when you hear it. I will today say that on the basis of our tradition, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, there's a huge difference between chanting and chanting. But just to conclude yesterday's lecture, I want to show you a picture. See, this is Srila Prabhupada. I'm taking this rare photo, I've seen it before, from this newsletter, which I very much appreciate, Sri Krishna Katamrita Bindu. This is called Vansidas Babaji and the Madness of the Saints. Here, that's one great devotee in our line. So, yeah, but... here it is. Can you see it from the distance? Or yeah. Well, what we can do is after the lecture, I can place it here. I can actually place it already now here, and you can come and make a photo. Or it's especially a look at Prabhupada's expression. He dances before Lord Jagannath, and he's just so joyful. Because he is chanting with a Krishna conscious bhava, no? That is a good example. Good. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Yeah. Padma Hava Kunya Vihadi Kopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhani Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhani Yasoda Nandana Vrajajana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Vrajajana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachadi Yamuna Tira Vanachadi Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I go. I go. I go. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Jaya Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Sri Radhe.
Jai Om Vishnu Pada Paramahansa Paravara Jagacharya Astatas Satasi Simat Vestivangre Sila Abhe Charanaravinda Shila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaja Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anant Koti Vaishnavarinda Ki Jai Namacharya Shila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Sakaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Samavita Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaur Premanandi Hari Argo. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, if you can move your chair a little to the side, then it's easier for everyone to see and they can sit there. Thank you. Is it? So, Go Krishna. I want to do this when they're emptying the food at Katsuna. So you should find, I hope, the white box. It's from doTERRA. And it's something Zen image in it. Or so. Please bring an envelope on my table, the one full and one empty. So you have to. Yeah.
So it's from the terrible bottle.
Yeah, it's a medicinal bag, not on outside. You might have to look a little bit. Whatever, there are not so many, but whatever is with capsules, it's a white. Not the black thing, there's one from the doTERRA called Vengeance. Black, not that, the one in the white. So, Hare Krishna, I'm very, very blissful to address all of you who are still here with us. We must admit when Guru Hari sent me the plan and informed me it is a 5-day festival, Is it even 6 days? It went so fast.
Five days?
Yes. I was saying that that's too long for many devotees. They have to travel, they have to work, they have to do. But of course, these 2 extra days are the weekend, and weekends are free usually. But still, I thought. But it's so encouraging to see that you are still here, that you are attending the classes which are given. I have seen Madhavananda and Bhuta Bhavana. These classes are also well visited. So it is nice, and perhaps you feel Goloka Dham is changing, and I believe these are imperceptible changes. Yes, some outer things have also changed, but I think the community comes together really like a Vaishnav community, and Of course, there are our little dissatisfactions here and there, like in every community. But I'm not aware that there are any politics here, which is so disheartening for devotees. And it's just so in a way, when we come to such a community, we also feel, oh, community is possible. It is actually a good, very helpful, supportive for devotion to grow. So, yes, I feel we have built a community now. Today is the last day of our festival. It's Sunday, right? So there are three presentations altogether. Here is now one, then there's Madhavananda Prabhu has a presentation, and Bhuta Bhavana has the second part of his very useful, everything is very useful, but his Sankalpa lecture, that won't be under the tree, that will be here. So, yeah, nice that you are all here. Good, we will chant a prayer now with an extraordinary purport. I mean, in the sense you will see, there is, it's quite outstanding, I would say. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yes, good. Shri is it? Yes. Shri Bararayana Uvacha. Bararayana is a name of Shukadev Goswami, related to his family origin in Bararikashrama. That's where Vyasadev was. Evaṃ vyavasita buddhiya.
Evaṃ vyavasita buddhiya.
Samādaya mano hridi.
Samādaya mano hridi.
Jajapa paramaṃ japyam.
Jajapa paramaṃ japyam.
Do you notice the word japa, japa, and then again, japyam. Something will come about japa here in this verse. Aprag janman yanu shikshitam.
Shri
Bararaya Nirvacha. Evam vyavasito buddhiya. Samadaya mana hridi. Jajapa paramaṃ japyam.
Jajapa paramaṃ japyam.
Prak janman yanu shikshitam.
Prak janman yanu shikshitam.
Yes, please, someone else.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
One Vaishnavi, perhaps? For the sake of sparing time, because we are already a little late, Sibararayani Uvacha Shri Sugadev Goswami said, Evam, thus, Vyavasitaha, fixed, Bhutya, by intelligence, Samadaya, for concentration. By the way, it will be nice if you, I will tell you what the verse is about, because I'm quoting it out of context. It's about someone who prepares himself to chant. So it's nice when already with your active intelligence, you try to figure out the verse from the word-by-word translation. In other words, you are there with your attention. So samadaya, for concentration, we had that. Manaha, mind. Hridi, in the consciousness or in the heart. Jajapa, he chanted. Paramam, as supreme. Japyam, mantra he had learned from great devotees. Pragjanmani, in his previous birth. Anushikshitam, practiced. Translation. Shishuga Dev Goswami continued. Thereafter, the king of the elephants, Gajendra, fixed his mind in his heart. With perfect intelligence, and chanted a mantra he had heard in his previous birth, as Indradyumna, which he remembered by the grace of Lord Krishna. This is interesting. Here we have in the Bhagavatam someone who chants and who uses a certain anushikshitam. He practices something. We will hear more about this. Fixing his mind in his heart with perfect intelligence and chant a mantra which he has learned. There is some learning going on in chanting this mantra. And it's interesting, that was done in a previous birth, but he remembered that same mantra he had chanted when he was someone else physically, by the grace of Krishna. Such remembrance, Prabhupada starts, his purport is described in Bhagavad Gita 6:43-44. Tatra tambuti samyogam labate porvadehikam. And so on and so forth. In these verses, it is assured that even if a person engaged in devotional service falls down, he is not degraded, but he is placed in a position in which he will in due course of time, after some time, remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As explained later, Gajendra was in a former life, the King Indradumna Maharaj. And somehow, in his next life, he became the King of the Elephants. From human king to elephant king. Now Gajendra was in danger. Does anyone remember the specific danger in which Gajendra found himself? It was a struggle for life and death, by the way. A crocodile had attacked him. Where? In the leg. Where was he at that time? In the water. I don't know. Perhaps sometimes it had happened to you when you were in the water. Some creature whom you didn't see touched your legs. It happens to us when we take bath in Braja's attractive ponds. Then there are turtles, and you go like, ah! I heard once one strong heroic brahmachari screaming out, and I screamed back, "It's a turtle! Don't fear a turtle! Turtle, cornichai." Schildkröte, harmless, no. Now he was in danger. And although he was in the body other than that of a human being, he remembered the stotra, it's prayer, which he had chanted in his previous births. Yatate cha tato bhuya sangsidho kuru nandana. To enable one to achieve perfection, Krishna gives one the chance to remember him again. This is proved here, for although the king of the elephants, Gajendra, was put in danger, this was also a chance for him to remember his previous devotional activities, so that he could be immediately rescued by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So here the danger was a chance for him to remember. Can we not all relate to it? I know before surgery, my rounds are the best. When I have to go to the hospital, I needed this to do this 3 times or 4 times ever. And I'm a hospital expert by now. And then, oh, Krishna, save me, save me. It is imperative. Imperative means it's obligatory, or it means it must be done. It's a must. It's imperative, therefore, that the devotees of the Krishna consciousness movement practice chanting some mantra. Note Prabhupada's choice of words. He doesn't say they must chant some mantra. No. He says they must practice. It means they practice you do when you don't, like when I practice driving bicycle. I don't know yet how to drive perfect bicycle, but I'm practicing. Most probably I will fall a few times with my bicycle in the ditch, but I'm practicing, and finally I will know how to do it. So we must practice. Acha. Certainly one should chant the Hare Krishna mantra, which is the Maha mantra or the great mantra, and also one should practice chanting Chinta Chintamani Prakarasatmasu. Yes. Or the Nishingha Stotra. Ito Nishingha Parato Nishingho. Yato Yato Yami Tato Nishingha. Every devotee should practice in order to chant some mantra perfectly.
so that even though he may be imperfect in spiritual consciousness in this life, in the next life, he will not forget Krishna consciousness, even if he becomes an animal. You may say, what? A Hare Krishna devotee could become an animal? I think we are the most perfect people in creation. Listen to this. Once Prabhupada made a walk in Los Angeles, and as he left the temple, always a cat came and was catting around his feet. Mm-hmm. And Prabhupada let it do its schmoozen, sagt man in Deutsch. And it was, you know, like a cat. And when it was enough, then Prabhupada just put his shoe under the cat, and the cat was lifted by his shoe to the side, and Prabhupada continued walking. There was an intimate relationship between the two. That was clear. And this went on for some days, and then the cat was not there. As far as I remember hearing it, it had a mortal accident. A car drove over it, as far as I know. So Srila Prabhupada was in, the devotees came and said, the cat is not there, and we found the cat. This is how I remember it. And who is that? But you had a connection with the cat. Who is that cat? What cat is this? Prabhupada said, I tell you later. Prabhupada was not so open about these things which are a little transcendental, because he knew we are beginners in spiritual life. So he would not talk about his identity in the spiritual world, for instance, or some things regarding to when he went into ecstasies. He would not talk about this publicly, what happened to him. So the devotees came to him and said, what, in the room, and said, Prabhupada just very quickly said, he was a fallen disciple. It was not, cats are usually not disciples. It was a human being who fell down and became an animal. So therefore Prabhupada here writes, one should practice to chant some mantra perfectly. So even though he may be imperfect in spiritual consciousness in this life, in his next life he will not forget Krishna consciousness, even if he becomes an animal. That devotee didn't forget, you know, even when he was a schmoozecat. Of course, now he gets on the train of thought which you all have heard many times. Of course, a devotee should try to perfect his Krishna consciousness in this life, for simply by understanding Krishna and his instructions, after giving up this present body, one will go back home, back to Godhead. Even if there is some fall down, practice of Krishna consciousness never goes in vain. For example, Ajamil in his boyhood practiced chanting the holy name under the direction of his father. This detail I also didn't know before reading this purport. His father had told Ajamil when he was a boy, come here, you take the beads, you chant, and so on. And that's why he could remember it when he was in his danger, when the Yamadutas came for him. So, for example, Ajamil had practiced
chanting the name of Narayan under the direction of his father. But later in his youth, he fell down and became a drunkard woman hunter, a rogue and a thief. Nonetheless, because of chanting the name Narayan for the purpose of calling his son, whom he had named Narayan, he became advanced even though he was involved in sinful activities. Therefore, we should not forget the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra under any circumstances. It will help us in the greatest danger, as we find in the life of Gajendra. What do you think about this purport? It's very insightful, isn't it? Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nivishesha Shunyavari Paskatyade Satarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaubhaktavinda Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Let us again zoom into the context. We find here a previous life chanter. It was the exalted King Indradyumna who once met upon a saint and failed to offer him respect. The saint said, "You are so insensitive, like a big elephant. Therefore, I curse you to be in your next life an elephant." We hear that this was not correct on the part of the saint. He had become a little agitated because of being not given respect. And that is not typical for a saint to you know. We know one should not expect respect for himself. No, Mahaprabhu has informed us. So the Indradyumna became a king of the elephants, and the king the saint, because he had to also learn something, he became actually a crocodile, and he again repeated the same mistake which he had done in his previous life. He attacked. You know, sometimes saintly people can be quite attacking people. There are such people. I have seen personally with my own eyes. He attacked and bit Indradyumna when he was, who was now known as Gajendra, the elephant. when he was in the elephant body and took his bath with his whole herd of elephants. So Gajendra then remembered what he had experienced in his past life. He remembered it. Do you know of another king who became an animal and remembered his past life?
Bharat Maharaj.
Bharat Maharaj, yes. So he remembered also Gajendra, like Bharat Maharaj. And he chanted this amazing, beautiful prayers, the Gajendra Stotras. They are so exalted that they are in the Bhagavatam. And I heard a lecture. I have this lecture I have copied and pasted in one of my books, my personal books, where I keep things. And Prabhupada says, because he now touched the lotus feet of a devotee, this crocodile, he was also liberated. Krishna overlooked his fault this time. Anyway, so he attacked, and Gajendra chanted this. But before he chanted, he prepared himself. And if you read the Bhagavatam carefully, you see that Prahlad did the same practice, and you find it in the first canto also. He brought his, how is it described? He fixed his mind in his heart with perfect intelligence, and from that place chanted a mantra which he had learned in his previous birth as Indradyumna. My dear devotees, we had a wonderful holy name immersion retreat in New Vrindavan, and I took a little of these. It was new material. I presented it in Ljubljana, just three weeks or so ago. And we had, in my mind, a very idyllic retreat place. It was in the midst of the forest, really. You could see no human civilization. It was, in many ways, as far as I have seen, I've seen many retreat places also from managed by not by devotees. This was a friend of Krishna, or also a new devotee, I would say. He was there and chanted, the owner chanted with us. And it was ideal circumstances. So at the end, I asked the devotees, you have chanted all Krishna's name, right? And then I said, we have all heard that Krishna is identical with the name. Have you heard this before? Krishna is his name. They all nodded in agreement. They must have remembered Padma Purana, Binadvang Nama Namino, that the name is not different from the named. But have you met Krishna? And then then everyone became silent, like you. Said, I'm looking at you, asking a question. Have you met Krishna? If he is identical with the name? And only one very brand new bhakta said, yes! And gleamed with his eyes fully open. Everyone else became thoughtful.
Actually, it was an atmosphere where not even a new bhakta, normally the new bhaktas who were there for 2 weeks said yes. And I have never ever challenged them, but if I would, I think I would defeat them. But this is not what you do. You want to increase the faith, obviously. Then I said, there's something like chanting and not chanting. And this is very essential to understand. I want to ask you a question. Be careful before you give an answer. What is this? How many capsules? Can you describe them? Are they identical? They come from the same box? One is full and one is empty. Perhaps those who are very much back cannot see. This one is full. This one looks a little bit more transparent because it's empty. They look absolutely identical from the outside. This capsula looks like an active pill or medicine, but it has no medicine inside. This capsula looks from the outside the same, but it has medicine inside. When I take this, there will be some effect. You call it a medicine, the placebo effect. But placebo effects can bring an instantaneous healing. There is good research on this. But in most cases, the placebo effects are not long-lasting. This, however, is a full capsula. It works. I know some of you will not know what the medicine is inside it. It's just so that we get this out of the way. This is a digestive medicine. No, it's not really a strong medicine, but... but no. Similarly, you may chant the holy name, but they are empty holy names. This is not my saying. You find this in the work of Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati. Chaitanya, he wrote a book, Shiksha. You can find this in various books on the holy name published in our movement. This chanting, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, when it's empty, it's Nama Akshara. Only the letters of the name are there. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Raya, the letters. But Krishna is not there. Because this is such a profound point, we need to hear a little bit more about this empty name. And there is one instant, we had in Sridhar Mayapur, we had arranged a kirtan festival, and the managers wanted, I think this was a genius idea, to involve the local chanters. In Bengal you find many kirtan groups. They are professional kirtaniers. They live by this. They can sing and play instruments. It's really something else, Usually they sing very high because that's the Bengali culture is like this. And you can hire them for marriages, you can hire them for
social events, a politician who wants to get votes from the villages will hire such parties. So we had these kirtaniyas. They really sing. My God, do they sing. And play medanga. Our medanganiyas, our medanga players, if they would see them playing, they would most probably not think they are so good any longer when they hear this. So these professional kirtaniyas and also our kirtaniyas were invited, and it was something like we wanted to honor and recognize the kirtaniyas also. It was a very nice move to bring people. The intention, let me not comment if it was nice or not nice. The intention was to bring to not just lock ourselves up behind our walls or only have our kirtans, but to just the bridging with the outside. So one kirtan group was going on, and the devotees were, I remember, I was not there, but I heard the tapes, and I just thought, wow, this is better than the Stones. So yes. Then one devotee went to Prabhupada, who could hear it. I do not know where he was staying, perhaps in his bhajan kuti. It was at the beginning of our movement. And asked how, because it was very audible. There were loudspeakers. It was all over the place. And he said, wow, Prabhupada. Prabhupada had a very stern face and said, they are not chanting Hare Krishna. What's going on? Hare Krishna, Hare. No, what is the typical Bengali meaning? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. What's going on the loudspeakers? The devotee said, Prabhupada, they are not chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, what's going on? They are not chanting Hare Krishna. And the devotee was puzzled. And Srila Prabhupada said, then clarified what they were chanting. They are chanting money, money, money. And those who have laughed, have you understood the point? It is not something to talk bad about someone and to say we are better than the others. It makes a point which very much relates to all of us. Their mind was not with Krishna. They came to the Videshis, that is Westerners, and they knew they would leave the place with a good amount of Lakshmi. And their mind was fixed there. Now, because this is such a profound point, which perhaps will change our approach to our own chanting, we need now Shastra. Good, we have heard Acharyas and we have faith, but we also need to hear Shastra. There is a verse. It says, Atha Shri Krishna Namadi. Many of you know this verse. Na bhavet grayam indriyai. Sevan mukhe hi jivaru. Svayam eva spurajada. Atta Shri Krishna, Atta, therefore, Shri Krishna namadi, Shri Krishna's name, adi means etc., pastimes, form, everything. Na bhavet grayam indriya. The senses can't capture that. can't grab it. Krishna only, Spuratya, becomes manifested on the tongue of someone who is Sevanmukhe, whose mind or face is turned towards service, who is not a Bahirmukha person, who is external, but the mind is somewhere out there with many things, one's responsibilities, one's family, one's plan, or just most of the time when we chant, our minds is, I call it nobody's land. There's nothing going on. There's just a neutral zone, you know. No, someone who is who is Sevanmukhe, who wants to do service. Jiva Goswami explains this Sivan, what this means, a little clearer. He said, someone who's inclined to serve the holy name. No, he will have a spurti, a manifestation. Spurti means a sudden appearance. Means many things, but one is, according to the dictionary, a sudden appearance of Krishna. So Krishna will descend in his mercy, being attached by your service attitude and devotion. Then he will come. Krishna will not come like a waiter whom you say, "Hey, waiter, John, just come. Soup is not hot enough. Take soup back. Make soup hot." Krishna is not an order supplier like that. He will not come unless you have that service mentality. Oh, John, you're doing such wonderful seva. You brought me this. Can I give you some extra Lakshmi, which is only for you? Or can I do something for you? So then the relationship starts. Without this, there is no nam sambandha. There is no connection, a real connection. The opposite, when Krishna absolutely does not come, is when we are committing offense while we chant. For instance, when we are inattentive while we chant. This is something which at least I do very often. So, now you might say, okay, so you are saying in this lecture that when we chant, Krishna is not there. When we chant like with offenses, Krishna has not come. This is not entirely correct. My dear devotees, we are dealing here with spiritual subject matters and with Krishna, who may not fit in our narrow binary logic. Yes or no, yes or no, yes or no. We deal here with transcendental subject matter, and sometimes transcendental subject matters are yes and no. Something which we on our human level, with our poor ant-like brain, cannot deal because it's a paradox. Something which Germans find very difficult to deal with because they are used to systematic thought structures and thinking. Krishna is also there, but we cannot see him. Padma Purana in the Uttarakhanda, chapter 50, says, I will immediately go to the English, as a blind person cannot see, even with the help of a lamp or mirror, persons who are averse to Lord Vishnu can't see him, even if he stands directly in front of them. Krishna may be there in some ways, but still, for the chanter who is chanting with aparat in some ways, Krishna is not manifest to his eyes. It's something like this. Krishna is in our heart. Even in the heart of Joseph Hans Biden, you know, someone from, a president from America. So he is there, but he may or may not see him if he is averse to the Lord. I will not, I don't know his spiritual convictions. He is there. Krishna is with you in the heart. How could you exist without the Lord being in your heart? But still you cannot see. So he is, yes, he is there, and no, he is not there for you. He is not there. No? Or as good as not there. So now when I give such a lecture, I become hopeless because I came for some encouragement. This is discouraging. 50 years, and now I hear him chanting and chanting. He showed these capsulas. He meant what he was saying. He was serious. Oh no, this Maharaj is too much. Too much. I want to hear. I do this and I go back to Godhead immediately. This is my interest. This is not in my interest to hear such things. My dear devotees, I'm asking you, are you ecstatic? Are you blissful? Are you free from the fog in your mind, the unnecessary thought traffic? Are you free from enviousness? Are you Brahma Bhuta, equal-minded? Are you Prasanatma? Are you... Is your Atma full? I mean, is yourself, are you very happy? If all the time, not just during a festival, during a peak moment. My dear devotees, there is a reason for this. That after practice, we are not yet there. And we need to address the reason. It will not help us if we keep on in the mood, this is perfect, I'm perfect. Because I'm with the perfect movement. It will not help us to transform our heart. So it is necessary that we swallow this empty pill with consciousness, this was full, and say, oh, it didn't work for me. So then we go and ask, why didn't it work? And if we hear, you may have swallowed an empty pill and therefore it didn't work. Then we should ask, how can I have a full pill, please? And here is something which I wish to leave you with. It is extremely hopeful because I think it is so short and so absolutely it works immediately. It is something I came up after studying and studying the scripture. But this is my own formula. I want to say it is not it's not the elements are in the Shastra, but the composition I have put. I call it the Isha formula. Isha is one name of the Lord. It means the Supreme Master. I stands for intention. S stands for being sincere. And A stands for attention. So when you sit down, I would love you to try And therefore, I think you can remember Isha, or you write it Isa. It's easy to remember, and it reminds us of Ishopanishad, so we can remember. Isha formula means the first element is taken from here. Samadaya manohriti, no, jajapa paramang, no, where is this? I wanted to say, he fixed his mind first with perfect intelligence. It is the intention, okay, I'm now sitting down to chant my rounds. This will take me half an hour if I chant four rounds and one stretch. And I think many of you sit, do they chant not in one go all the rounds, but or let us say I'm going to chant eight rounds. Or let us say someone chants, I always want to make sure that in one sitting I come close to 10 rounds, because then it's easy to place the remaining rounds there. And this will be, okay, let us say minimum half an hour I will sit here. I can now choose if this will be a good japa session or it will be a bad japa session where I space out. So I prepare myself and build an intention. In Sanskrit, you call that a sankalpa, and we will learn more about this. We have learned about it yesterday. We will learn more about sankalpa and forming a sankalpa this evening at 5 o'clock. Afternoon, no?
It's during the Sunday Peace Lecture. It's from
2 to 3. It's from 2 to 3. We will know. And the sankalpa here in japa is, I will give my best. I choose that my chanting will not be lip deep, but heart deep. This word is from Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati. Not lip deep, but heart deep. The next step we can do is sincerity. I'm taking this point from Jagadananda's Prema Vivata and have translated it in the modern psychological understanding of a Westerner. Let that part in me chant that is sincere. I have a Maya Das in me, unfortunately, but let the Krishna Das, who's also there, or Krishna Dasi, chant. Mm-hmm. That part in me, I want to chant. I want the sincere spiritual thing. There is a very nice prayer where Jagadananda Pandit describes when one meets a sadhu, one understands that one is not the body, but one is temporarily in this world. And at that time, a natural regret comes where one does, where one almost cries. It's called Atmakrandan, almost cries. Oh, for so long have I chanted in Maya. It's not about chanting. For so long I have been serving Maya, but I'm really now want to serve you, Krishna. And then the devotee comes to Krishna, sincerely begging him for his help, and Krishna then helps the devotees and fortifies him. It means he gives him strength to stand up against Maya and so on. So that's sincerity. What else is missing? A stands for attention, yes. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was speaking in the morning to the Navadvip Vasis, and he told them, you've been with me many lives, and I will now give you a mantra. And he explains to them the Hare Krishna mantra. The Navadvipvasis had felt excluded because he chanted in locked doors. Not everyone was permitted. Prabhupada says only bona fide chanters were allowed to chant with Shrivas in the Shrivas Tangam Thakur. Mahaprabhu wanted to consolidate his movement and then take it to the street. Do you remember the first time when Mahaprabhu took the kirtan out of Shrivas Sangam and into the streets? Think a little. I think you all know. Yes, when there was a provocation from outside, Chankarji's broke the madanga of the devotees who chanted in their home. There, that time chanting was going on in locked door. So then Mahaprabhu assembled this huge, massive Sankirtan party and went through all the nine islands, I heard. One time it was really a purified the whole atmosphere. Yes, so Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur comments about attention. He says, one achieves perfection of chanting mantra when one keeps the vibration in the heart and controls the wandering mind. When you are on the platform of the mind will take you everywhere. But if you want to chant with perfection, you bring the mind inside. No? It's the same advice as you will find here in the Bhagavatam. Samadaya Manohridi. Gajendra fixed his mind in his heart with perfect intelligence. You take your intelligence. I need to be now attentive for this japa session, and you take the intelligence, and the intelligence is higher than the mind, and then you say, okay, let's focus now. For those who find it difficult to bring the mind anywhere, you can just say, I'm focusing. At that time, it's enough to do what you focus. You're usually here when you focus with your mental energy. But if this is all not interesting and not, forget all about it. Just focus, be attentive, concentrate, and so on. Beautiful. So yes. So this is little formula I would like to give you with you. If you forget everything about the lecture, which then remember the capsulas, and remember how to chant full mantra where you are present. And this is first starts with the preparation. Take a moment. It's only 2 milliseconds where you just, okay, I'm now there. I'm not chanting. I always breathe out like this. So many people still want to see me. I know, and I will make time for this. But now I will chant. I will give my best, and so on. And let me not just move my lips here, and be very bored after some time, and so on. I need to be there. Then some sincerity. After this, you can just say, if it's too, you can just remember two things. I'm not a Maya Das. I'm not externally facing to the material, to the external energy. I am a Krishna Das. I'm facing now internally to the internal energy. I want to, and then the last is attention. I just focus, or if you are a little bit more interested in how to do that really, how to go there really, you might like this advice from Bhaktisiddhanta. One achieves perfection of chanting mantra when one keeps the vibration in the heart. Keep it there. Don't become external again. Just be there, focused. Yeah? And control the wandering mind. The mind will wander. If you don't have a wandering mind, you are not a normal human being. This is what the mind Chanchala Himana Krishna. It does that, you know. It does this. But you can bring it back in, when you see that. And this will really give you a holy name experience. You will really think, wow, this works. If you do not like this type of combination, try your own, but somehow remember you want this, the full chanting, and not the empty, because then you spend your time and you're not fully satisfied. Of course, there is a little benefit. There is a little benefit. Kanishta. It's not that this is totally without benefit, but this was about the heart of the holy name. This was the lecture's title, and heart is a little bit deeper than the tongue. Yes. Good. So I want to thank you very much. I hope it was useful for you. Let me see if there are any questions at this moment. Yes, I see one devotee there. I have not.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you so much for this lecture and everything you've done this week for us, for me personally. I have one question about the session that you've just given us now. So, you know, you're sitting there, you have centered yourself in the heart. So, what happens then?
You chant. You're sitting here. Let's speak in ISKCON terms. It means and what you normally hear every day. I have to use that language. Well, you give a good time for the chanting. You sit. You try to observe what Prabhupada said. Sit properly. That immediately sitting properly is putting you up in a good position for concentration that is seen. It's also a sign of respect. Then you can start with a prayer. Some devotees pray Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda. This is a prayer which we chant to be delivered from aparad. But we should chant it, not just done, but whose name do we chant? Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Chaitanya. Prabhu Nityananda. Oh, where is Nityananda standing exactly from Lord Chaitanya? Oh, from his Mahaprabhu side, he's on the right side of Mahaprabhu. From my side, when I look, he's on my left. Then Advaita, boop, he's down there. He's not down there, he's there. You know, Panchatava. Sri Gadadha, he's then there on the, on the left side of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, on my right side. And then Srivas. I'm approaching these personalities, no? And then you begin, and why do I chant? I want to be free I want to have their blessings for my chanting. So here you have done already the preparation part. That's what you do, but if you do it mindlessly, there is not so much benefit, but there's some benefit also. Then you go and you chant just sincerely the holy name. That is some other word for sincerely, which you have heard, is prayerfully. Prabhupada said, use this word. No, and then and then you are attentive. Simple. When your mind goes somewhere, to London, for instance, if you are from London, it will go to some London. Oh, I have no sabjis at home. When I come back, I must buy some sabjis. You know, normal thoughts which we have when we cook. Then you say, sabjis later. You may put them on a list, you know, so that you won't forget. And then they are addressed. And then you chant. Like that. It's very simple. It's what I'm saying is, you do everything you know, but you don't do it mindlessly, but you do it mindfully. No, it's not something absolutely new, but we begin to discover deeper levels of Krishna consciousness, and it will never ever stop. My dear devotees, I'm now in a Bhagavatam session, and yesterday also I'm learning the Bhagavatam. Yes, I'm a student, I'm a beginner, and I learned so many new things. So many news. I learned, for instance, that Ajamil went for 2 years to Haridwar and there perfected his chanting after he was delivered. I learned that there are 4 types of sons. Duryodhana is one. We unpacked the workings of Yoga Maya, Mahamaya yesterday. Very enlightening. We found a way to become free from designations, all from the Bhagavatam texts. And it was really, I thought, my God, I have read the Bhagavatam. I have even translated parts of the Bhagavatam. But this, I didn't see that in the text. I was standing before, but I was blind, so blind, I couldn't see. Well, what? And so on. And this is all. And helping and going deeper, my dear devotees, will help us to at least touch in this life what we came for initially when we joined. No one of you has joined without hoping that you would come closer to Krishna. Except perhaps a few who wanted to be part of the group. But these are very rare because our group is quite different from other groups. We dress differently, we speak differently, and so on. So there, and it is now time for us. We can't afford, by the way, much longer to dabble around. External circumstances, we are moving through Kali Yuga. Have you noted that? I began the first time where I believed, actually, that we are in Kali Yuga is when COVID came. Oof! There were so many things going on. Quarrels amongst even devotees on some issue. Vaccination, no vaccination. I could see here. Woo. It was really dividing people. Information was given, misinformation was given, everything in one big package. And of course, also a disease was also there. viral disease. No? Yeah, so we are moving. I've also noted, because I never deal with practical matters, I have a wonderful team. I note now when I go to the benzene prices. I've looked after 10 years on the benzene prices. I couldn't believe. I'm in the car, but I don't look at how expensive it is. But now it's so expensive. And we don't get in more money. We get so fighting for existence will become more for most of the people. And so on. We move into Kali Yuga. You will see things. Sometimes in ISKCON we also see things which are indicative that the time gets more difficult. We are not protected totally from it. But there's no problem for someone who is fixed and so on. Therefore, I think it is high time to think about our advancement so far, what we could do to move further. It is so far. No? Good. Any other questions are there? Shumit. And then we will end. I feel somehow. Yes, this will be the last so that we can all move on with the day.
Thank you so much for the wonderful lecture. Maharaj, I have just like one question. As you have mentioned, we have not yet experienced the presence of Krishna. So the thing is, if we don't have that experience that or have the feelings that how it will feel when Krishna will arrive. So will it be possible for us when Krishna will arrive to identify that or not?
To identify that, yes. By the way, many of you have also been touched by the rays of Krishna's mercy. I just wanted to make a clear point, and therefore, in the interest of making it super clear, I spoke a little bit strong that there are many shadows in reality, and we all have many things. There are three parameters how you can see, find out a genuine spiritual experience. One is bhakti, you feel devotion increase in your heart. Then the second is parishanubhava, you experience Krishna. You could experience him also in the form of his arrangements for your life. I think we all have experienced something of Krishna's mercy, how he arranged our life, no? We have a person amongst us, believe it or not, who went into the hospital. She needed a new heart and I believe two new lungs. Very few people wake up after such a surgery and continue to live. This person is right amongst us. I will not give you the name because she's still a little delicate after such an operation in her health, so not that all jump on her and want to know. But here is a person who experienced the support of Krishna. Take the heart out, take two lungs out. How get a different heart from a different person? Get two, it's from the same person, I believe. Must be. We never know, you know. And then live and be happy in Krishna consciousness. That's Krishna's arrangement for this devotee. So we all have some arrangement. I think how I came to Krishna consciousness, it would not have been possible without Krishna's arrangement. We all have some arrangements, but Krishna is perhaps a little bit hidden still in his rupa, but we have some experience. This is only Krishna. We say this in the Krishna conscious movement. We say Krishna, or we say this was a Krishna miracle. In America, this is how we say things like this. I've learned, I'm very attentive to learn English, so this is a Krishna miracle. That is some experience of Krishna. You would not be here if Krishna would not have given you at least some taste. Let's not paint it so black and white, but this lecture was for going a step higher in your spiritual life, no? So, parishanubhava, an experience about Krishna. And here comes now something everyone needs to check. Viraktya anyatra chaisha. That means the detachment from worldly things. That's the third indicator. Where you say, thank you, I don't need this any longer. Three indicators for genuine spiritual experience. They are given to us in Bhagavatam 11:2:40, I believe. The verse starts Bhakti Parishanubhava. You can find Bhakti Parishanubha. When it's not exactly, it's then it's 42 or so. It is. We have people with mobile telephones. Can you just look? This is how you can know Hare Krishna. Okay, we have finished. Was it all right? You're so silent. This is unusual. Need some encouragement here. Usually there's talk and playing with computer games on the telephone during lectures, but I didn't see that today so much. Hare Krishna. So good.